about to blow. I gotta stay on my hustle, you know that I'm grinding for sure. I came out right from the bottom, now they see me chasing my goals. Now they see me on the go, now they see me on the road. It's time to hustle, yeah, it's time to grow. I'ma shoot for the stars and we aim for the gold.
Welcome, brass. Welcome, 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 welcome. Oh, is that thing caught up?
No, we're good. Sweet.
Safe?
Yep, all good.
Welcome back to the potty. And welcome, brother.
Cheers, bro.
Is this your first time in the office, too?
It is. Oh, I've been here before.
Oh, like, nah. But your body was here, but yeah, your soul wasn't, Jay. Yeah. Your soul was not here that day. That was funny, bro.
Yeah, I briefly remember the outline of the office.
It's about it. Yeah. I actually changed it up heaps since that night.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's moved around. But
Neat.
Yeah, thanks for coming, brother.
No, all good. Thanks for having me, bro.
Shout out to the sponsor of this podcast, Arepa. Cognitive brain drink made for performance under stress and fatigue. Have you tried it, G?
I have once before a game. And did I spilt it on my white jersey. So not the best experience of them, but...
Oh, that was my one, eh?
That was your one, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Your you-know hoodie.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Shout out to Joe Webb. Fuck, bro, the man made a meal of your hoodie, G. But yeah, it's unreal. I used it before... It's actually supposed to replace the coffees and shit. But and the energy drinks, things like that, helps you when your brain is fatigued. Helps you to like counteract when it stops working properly. So you can use promo code 138 online. You get 20% off, or you just click the link in the description. Automatically applies a discount code for you. Go check them out and try it out. The old Marlin for life, brother.
Yeah, bro. What a year, right? What a year.
Have you enjoyed your move, G?
Yeah, so I think now that I look back at the move, I think it's rugby-wise, it's probably been one of the best moves I've probably made. During the year, I didn't see it that way.
Yeah, dive into this, G, because this is something that, like, even... I was talking to my parents a couple of days about this, bro.
Yeah.
After that yarn we had. Just around your mindset and stuff, yeah, and bro, how it's sort of changed, and how I think it's gonna be the reason you fucking crack it, bro. But.
Yeah, so when I first came up here, the only thing on mine was, I've come up here, not here to make friends, just here to play footy, get a connie, and then... You know, get that sussed, and then that was pretty much the whole, like, play club, not because I want to, but just as a playing club to get out of club. That was my mindset.
100%. Because, that's like, you have to, right? Like, you have to play club. Yeah. That's like your shot to perform.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where you get seen.
Yeah. And, so when I first came up here, I was with the Te Puke Pirates. Shout out to the Pirates.
Shut up, Pirates.
So I was there for about 2-3 weeks. Didn't really enjoy it there. Just the whole environment just wasn't really my vibe. There's nothing wrong with them. Like, nothing wrong with the whole environment. It just wasn't personally what I sort of wanted it as in the club team.
Also, I think people got to understand there that, like, people are different.
Yeah, exactly.
And
bro,
people just fit in certain situations.
Yeah,
and
especially
don't.
Where I come from, like, it was just a complete different environment for me, and it just wasn't really that comfortable.
Yeah.
And, and then ended up going to your 138 pop-up shop, getting a bit of a tat, and then the whole time this fellow and Bibs was just in my ear, like, bro, come to the Mount, bro. It's going to be a mean year this year. And the Mount was on the cards when I was coming up here, but I seen how you've done last year, and that sort of put me off a bit, not going to lie. I think, like, that was pretty much our first time meeting each other that day, and, like, I just instantly sort of felt like, oh, like, these are the sort of people that I'm used to that I would want to be around while I'm up here. So, yeah, ended up making the call to the Bay and telling them that I'm going to go to the Mount. And then there was a bit of a situation that happened, but we won't go.
Imagine if you didn't come for a tat that day, Jay.
Mm. Yeah.
I wonder if that would have, if you had have actually ended up, like, coming. Feel like we really needed that. We needed that face-to-face with you to actually get you over the line. Yeah, bro. Yeah. I don't think, like, texting and calling you would have done it.
Yeah, that's buzzy when you think of it that way. But
so that's your Marlin tat now, Jay.
Pretty much, eh? Yeah. Don't tell my auntie that though. but yeah, and then end up going to a couple preseason trainings, and then like just instantly just like vibe with the boys. They were all cool fellas, you know, like felt welcome as. And like I always felt like it was like the environment that I was supposed to be in. Then yeah, roll on to first preseason game. Got injured, and that took me out for what would have been about 7 weeks, maybe, rolling into the season. I missed like the first 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, and and a couple of preseasons as well.
Yeah, yeah. So that was.
What did you do again?
I tore my ligament in the inside of my arm. So that keeps your arm sort of stable. I tore it.
And that was.
I snapped it.
That was like, was that landing on the ground? I can't remember.
Yeah, so I'd got ankle tapped and I was slowly falling to the ground.
Right, yeah.
And I tried to sort of.
Put your arm out.
Yeah, put my arm out to sort of keep my body up so I could offload it to Cohen. And then as soon as I put my arm out, my whole arm just snapped out forward. And then I just, I heard heaps of cracks. And then,
I remember just seeing you holding your arm and then going off, and I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, I know. I've been plagued with injuries the last couple of years, so as soon as I felt that, first thing in my head was like, oh, fuck, not again.
Yeah.
But
did you have injuries last year too, did you?
Yeah, so I missed probably the first, would have been 7 games of club rugby last year because I'd snapped my hammy. In a game playing for Wellington Academy, and that was a massive one for me because that took me out of contention for the Hurricanes 20s and the NZ 20s. Not saying I would have made the NZ 20s, but I was testing for them in that. And
yeah, right.
So yeah, that was a big one, and then I ended up coming in about halfway through the season, and then played probably some of my best footy, and then. Ended up making a couple teams, which was pretty cool. But back to the Mount. While I was injured, that was a big mental hit for me. Especially because when I first moved to the Mount, it's not because I wanted to. It's because I wanted to try crack rugby, and if I could stay in Wellington and play down there, then I 100% would, because that's where my family is. So being up here injured, not even playing footy, and being away from family, that was real hard for me, eh? Fast forward, ended up having my first game back against Hoodia. Bro, pumped theirs. Warm-up went well, bro. I was like, fuck, mean. Had, I think, 2 runs in that game, and then my third one was off a line-out. Took a crash ball, bro. Someone banged the outside of my leg, and then... pretty much couldn't walk, eh? And
fuck, bro. I remember that too. And there was that contact was heavy, bro.
Yeah, bro. I ran into 3-4 people.
Fuck, bro. I was just
full throttle too.
Oh,
off
my
the
God.
Back fence,
bro,
yeah.
That was off the back fence shit.
Yeah, bro.
That was you were excited to be back in footy.
Yeah, bro.
And you
I
just
was
fucking
like, these root. Poor fellas, bro.
Yeah, that's what it was like, eh? And then I saw you get up and you were limping, and I was like, no
way. I got up, bro. It felt all good, and as soon as I put weight on my right leg, bro, I just literally dropped back down, and I was like, oh fuck. And I was just in my head, I was like, oh, just a little stinger, bro, just probably little Charlie, just walk it off. Kept trying to walk it off for about 10 minutes, and then, oh bro, nah, it was no good, eh?
Because I wasn't supposed to play that game.
Yeah, so I think you were off, actually.
Yeah, I was on the bench, like, in case of an injury.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But I wasn't going to play that whole game. And you fucking got injured.
Yeah, bro.
Then you stayed on,
Stayed on because I tried to communicate to the coaches from the sideline. Like, I was like, fuck, it's no good. And they were like, oh, go down, go down. I went down and no one came on. Like, they were all just staring at me.
They subbed someone else off and then put you to the wing.
Yeah, and then I ended up just going to the wing, bro, hobbling up and down the whole field. Every time there was a break, bro, I was always 20 metres back, like, just walking into spot. And then, it wasn't until, like, the last 2 minutes they subbed me off, which I was like, oh, fuck, Jesus. But, so got injured again. And, oh, bro, at this point, like, my confidence was at an all-time low, like, that was the only thing on my mind, like, is like, fuck, all these cunts, bro, think, this cunt's useless, bro.
Nah, you know what, I thought, I was like, fuck, I still haven't even had an actual chance to watch you play yet.
Yeah, bro,
That's what I felt, I was like, fuck, I still haven't seen, like, Rehan play yet. Like, I've seen glimpses, and I'm like, fuck, like, that off the back fence, I was like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, this game goes hard. But I still hadn't actually properly seen you play.
Yeah,
and this was, like, round, what, four, five?
Yeah, maybe, bro, and that was the thing that was, like, sucked for me because, like, and I was talking to my dad and all that, and they were like, when you come back, you're going to have to play out of your skin because everyone's pretty much, you know, like, gotten into the groove of club footy. We're halfway through the year. Everyone's already found their feet, and you're going to have to find your feet halfway through the year. You got to, you know, everyone had a head start pretty much. And, yeah, so I think I missed about 2 weeks after that, maybe three actually. And then, yeah, so coming back into the club scene, like, the only thing on my mind was don't get injured, don't get injured, don't get injured. And when, like, it was such a bad mindset to have because that was, like, the only thing in my head. Like, I wasn't thinking about my roles. I was forgetting calls, our back moves. Like, I'd always ask you, like, you'd call one, I'd be like, gee, what's that one?
Yeah, I remember that too.
Because, like, the only thing on my mind, bro, was don't get injured. Because, like, I was thinking that everyone, like, all the boys would be like, oh, fuck, this guy's just injured all the time. Like, you know? Right, yeah. So.
Head noise, bro.
Yeah, bro, I had some massive head noise,
that's
bro.
That's a lot of head noise.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Rugby's good for the old head noise,
yeah,
eh?
Bro.
Holy 100%. Shit.
And I think I was sort of lucky to, I wouldn't say really lucky, but the first game back, I think it was a pretty easy game. So, like, it was a good way to sort of get back into the groove, gain some confidence because, you know, like, I'm not going to name the team, but it wasn't, you know, the hardest game in the world.
Yeah.
And I think we had another pretty easy game after that. I think we had, like, three games where no one scored against us or something.
Yeah, we kept them to
those were real good confidence boosters coming into the end of the season. And then the last probably 3-4 games.
Well, and you played sick too, eh? You were sick as on one of those.
Yeah, I'd just come off that real bad flu.
Yeah.
I still had the flu, actually, and then it was a Thursday arvo, and I told Chrissy, oh, I'm not going to play this week, like, I'm sick as.
Yeah.
And then I think this was my first game back, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just came back from Wellington, and I was like, oh, I might, like, try play next week, like, I feel like shit, like, been in bed the last week. And then he was like, yeah, not sweet as, bro. And then you texted me, like, an hour later, like, bro, you're going to have to come in, like, we have injuries, and I think someone else wasn't playing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. So I just ended up coming anyways. I was like, oh, fuck it.
We were short airs that week.
Yeah, and then, yeah, bro, the rest is history, really. And then ended up playing pretty good footy. And
played out of your fucking skin, boy.
Yeah, and then, champions, bro. And I think what I was saying last night when I was out for dinner with my mate,
I was wondering where you're gonna go with that.
I was so that back end of the season, I was so stressed, like, thinking about the Bay and, like, oh fuck, they haven't called me yet, you know, like, when are they gonna call me in? I was so stressed, bro. Like, I was literally, like, couldn't sleep. Or, like, when I would sleep, bro, I would literally, like, this is how bad it was, bro. Like, I would, like, have a dream about, like, getting, like, called in, bro. And I'd wake up and I'd just be like,
oh, fuck, you're a Cody.
Yeah, eh? Bro, it was unreal, eh? I've never been in that mindset before. And I think it was so unhealthy, eh? It was so unhealthy. And you would always yarn to me about, you know, like, fuck, at the end of the day, bro, just, like, just enjoy your footy and then that stuff will come later. But, and I'd been told that, like, heaps. But, like, this year I feel like I sort of deserved one. And then, so when you're telling me that, I'll be like, you know, like, yeah.
I know. But I know what you're saying. Oh, fucking up, oath. Like, yeah, 100%.
I deserve a fucking contract.
Yeah.
And then I think breaking my hand in the final, like, as weird as it sounds, was probably one of the best things to happen to me, eh? Because, like, having to sit back and, like, sort of, like, watching, especially watching the rest of the final, bro, and, like, watching you fellas, like, so I'd had it in my head where I'd called TJ the week before crying, bro, because I was, like, so dark, like, I feel like I deserve to get a contract, bro, like, I feel like I've come up here for nothing, like, I haven't gotten anything out of this year, like, bawling my eyes out, bro, like, get me out of here, bro, like, I hate this place. And then, watching that final when I'd come off with a broken hand, like, I was actually watching yous, like, fuck, like, these are actually, like, my boys, eh? Like, it was such a weird thing that had come through my head while I was watching. I was like, fuck, like, I actually love this place. I love this team. Like, this is, like, my club, you know? And I've been, like, North's heart, like, North's down, my club down in Wellington, like, hard. But, like, yeah, especially having to win my first, like, championship with this team and, like, all the highs and lows, like, we came out, like, as champions, like, fuck, bro, it was unreal, eh? And I think, like I said to you the other night, like, fuck, man, like, you bringing me here was, like, such an unreal move, eh? Like,
And I remember I talked to you, I don't know if you remember that first time that we talked, like, at the shop, and, like, any time I talked to you on the phone, I was just like, fuck, if I thought you were, like, genuinely going to be happy at Te Puke, then I would never have, like, asked you to come to the mound.
Yeah, hard.
I just knew, because, fuck, bro, to be honest with you, I saw a similar situation to myself when I went to Wellies.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, what decisions and what mistakes did I make? And I was like, saw the same thing in you, bro. And I was just like, fuck, I need to, like, get onto this dude and I need to tell him. And I said to you, I don't know if you remember, but I was like, fuck, if you told me you were going to be happiest at Tauranga Sports, fuck, I'm going to help you get to the, I will help you get to Tauranga Sports. Fuck, doesn't bother me. At the start, I just wanted you to be where you were happiest and playing you're enjoying your footy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's weird, bro. You know who taught me that? Fucking TJ, bro.
Yeah.
TJ was the one that taught me that when I was down in Wellies.
Yeah.
And fucking pass on the pass the baton, bro. On, bro.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking about before I came here.
Like, fuck, he paid it forward, bro. Straight up. Because
exactly.
Like, you, I knew that with what we were having at the Mount, what it was going to be this year, the people that were involved, like, fuck, you were going to be the happiest there, bro. I just knew that's where you were going to be happy, and it ended up being that way, bro. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Enjoying your code.
Yeah, like, bro. Hard.
And not worrying about playing for higher honours, just letting it come.
Yeah.
I'll make a quick shout out to our sponsor quickly before I fucking forget. Manscaped. Used by 4 million men in the world, actually, mate. Manscaped.
True.
I run the performance package. I use the lawnmower trimmer gun. You got to keep the weapon in check, bro. Do you keep the weapon in check?
I do keep the weapon in check.
You probably don't,
eh?
I do. I can imagine you being a dusty ass cunt. Like. Yeah.
I have my own set, bro.
Well, get a Manscaped
one. Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to have to get one, eh?
If you use promo code 138, you get 20% off and free shipping. And they're running a deal at the moment that's like 60%, 40% off. So you get like 60% off all up.
Oh, true. My and free shipping. Yeah.
Fuck me, bro. If I can't sell you that, I can't sell you a fucking hoodie. That's for sure. Make sure you use promo code 138 at manscaped.com or you just click the link in the description. Shout out to Manscaped, the goats. And I use their, you get a little pair of boxers in the
yeah, yeah, I've seen a couple pairs of those hanging around the changing rooms. Yeah,
yeah, they're gone. Yeah, actually, yeah, a few, yeah, few other boys, eh? Yep. Me, Bim, and Bobs run the old Manscaped. Would turn up to footy and all be wearing the Manscaped undies in the shower. But yeah, shout out to Manscaped. What was I just talking about?
Footy.
And just enjoying your footy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I was on something, but anyway. Oh, yeah, playing for High Honours, bro. Like, we had a massive sit-down before you came, me, Beb, and that with Rube.
Yep.
And he was just like, fuck, boys, like, it's so true. We were all thinking this way, like, just use this year. Don't be worrying. Don't play to make the bay. Don't play to make a team. Like, yeah. Don't be playing like that. Play fucking to have fun with your boys. That shit comes, it comes.
Yeah, like, hard.
If you're playing good code, they'll fucking come, man. Like, just don't worry about it. And for the first year ever, I was just like, because even myself, bro, this was the first year where I was just like, fuck, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I did not give a fuck. Yeah. Bro, you could have messaged me. Fucking it somehow ended up coming at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, cool, like, sweet.
Yeah.
But like, this whole year was just all about like, fuck, I just want to ball with my boys, bro.
Yeah, bro. Hard.
I reckon that's the little saying we got to take into next year.
That's definitely the saying.
Just ball out with my boys. Ball out
with my boys, bro. Yeah. And fuck, you had an unreal year too. Like, I always knew you were like me. But I'd never watched you. But yeah, it's like watching you as a water boy and as a player.
As a water boy. Fucking hell.
Holy shit. Fuck, you had an unreal year. And like, yeah, to play for the Bay when you didn't even really care. You got people like, you know, like sort of like me and all these other fellas like gunning to try to play for the Bay, but like, you know, you're just having a year where you're just like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to jam footy with my boys.
Mm.
And then getting that cap, bro, fucking real.
I said to a couple of people, actually, that although I didn't play this year for that, any shit like that, when I actually played that game, and I wasn't for long, and I only played one game, I was, like, saying to people that, like, it was the proudest NPC game I played out of any of my NPC games, bro, because it actually was one now that actually meant something to me.
Yeah,
because like going down the wellies, like it was cool. I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and like, but like, I was chasing a fucking dream down there. Mm. And so like, when I debuted, it was mean to debut my first NPC game. And I was like, yo, man, like I've played Mitre 10, like, you know, I was fucking, bro. I was 18 when I played my first game.
Jesus.
Against Bay of Plenty.
Oh, true.
Yeah. And here was my first game. And then my first game for the Bay, I played against Wellington there.
Holy shit.
And my last game of NPC was 2019 against Wellington in Wellington for Waikato.
Holy shit.
Random, mate.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So many links, bro. I was like, fuck. I got there in Wellies and I just like, we walked down to Sky Stadium.
Yeah.
Walked out and I was like, holy fuck, I just realised. I was like, holy, the last time I played was here like 3 years ago.
Yeah, it's buzzy, bro.
But yeah, like I said, bro, it was, and it's the same for me next year. Like, fuck, I just want to ball with the boys, eh?
Yeah,
like,
bro.
And whatever comes. I think it also helps, bro, when you have shit outside of footy that you really care about.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, footy's not my priority, G.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like your mahi now, eh?
Yeah, my mahi.
You do here and stuff.
And my boy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, those are my main things. Footy's like a bonus for me now. And yeah, I just play because I love it. Like, and if something comes, like, mean. But, like, it's not why I play it anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's talking like I'm a fucking old dog.
You're a vet now, bro.
Fuck, bro. You know what's crazy?
To us young fellas anyways, bro.
Bro, young fellas. 2 years older than you, cunt. That's because you start so young, it feels like you're
It feels like you've been around bro. For ages, eh?
Yeah, because, like, fuck, I think, the first game I played, I was 18 and I'm 23 now. So,
yeah.
5 years ago, bro.
An old dog, bro.
Yeah, sort of. You are too now.
Oh, nah, I wouldn't classify.
Happy birthday, brother. Cheers, by the way, for the other day. 21, feel older. You are, bro.
Just another day, bro.
You're getting older, too.
I am, bro. Time's ticking.
Yeah. Mm. Bro, I reckon one more year and you'll be too old to crack it, too.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to have to come in with the same mindset I did at the start of the year next year, bro.
Yeah, that'll be the case, bro.
Fuck it, bro. Who cares? Yeah, like you said, bro. High honours. Just a bonus. Just want to ball up with my boys, bro.
That's it, G. Have fun, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, fuck, I don't know about you, but this year, I'll do everything we did this year again in a heartbeat to get that one night after one the final.
That one night, bro.
Holy fuck.
Like, I was actually, I've thought about that night so many times. That was probably one of the best nights.
Fuck, yes. And the game.
Of my life. Yeah, yeah.
The game was fucking insane.
That 10 minutes was the best 10 minutes I've played. 10 minutes, bro.
Fuck, that first try, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the Red Sea parted, bro.
Oh, my God, bro. I literally remember, walking up to that lineout.
Yeah, walk us through it, bro.
I could walk us through the whole start of the game, actually. So they had kicked off.
Because it was what?
It was 40 seconds into the game, bro. 40 seconds, holy So Tepone had kicked off. They kicked it to me. I catched it, passed it to you. You kicked it down.
Down the middle way.
Yeah, their winger had duffed it. And I think we were on there 30 or
22,
something.
Bro.
Yeah,
22. Or just outside
30,
the 22.
30, 30. We might run a bit.
Oh, yeah, sorry. More. Yeah. No, but we were 30 out because we're 10 metres back.
And then, so walking up to the line out, the move was supposed to be, we'll get it off the line out, get it to Loss. Loss is going to cut the first guy and then faceball me to Kalani, our 7. And then I remember him saying to me before we were going to run the move, I was like, bro, do you want to run this? And I was like, no, you run it, bro. And I remember looking at the Tupuna's defense, and they had some big holes, and no one's ever given us that picture this whole year. And I was like, fuck, actually, bro? I was like, yeah, no, let me run this, we'll swap. And I gave you a little thing to let you know that you were going to be passing the ball to me. Yeah. And then, we got the line out. You'd cut Keenan, I think it was. And then I done a little bounce on the 6 that I was marking in the on the 12, and then the 6 was just, Tupuna's 6 was just, fuck, it was, gave me too much space, bro.
Yeah.
And then it's just straight through, but if it was a touch game, it would have been a try. and then I just ran straight through, and I remember Tiahi, coming from the inside, but, I was too close to the line, so,
I remember try looking, time. Yeah, fuck, bro, and that was, felt like we had fucking won the game.
Yeah, bro. And what was going through my head when I had scored that try was, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Tupuna's in trouble.
I thought we were going to pump them, bro, but...
Yeah.
But you think like that against a team like Tupuna, do you?
Yeah, exactly. Now, what...
Look at that game. Fuck, man. Hard, we bro. Just held on, bro.
What... Like, that was more of a, fuck, that's a good way to start the game. Fuck, you know.
Mm.
But what had pretty much put that thought in my head, oh, we're going to pump these fellas, was my run off that scrum.
Yeah.
I was just holy shit, no one can tackle me. We were
I was calling plays, for you to just run, even though, the space was on somewhere else.
Yeah, bro.
Just because I knew no one wanted to tackle
bro,
you.
That scrum, bro, that back door was open, bro. When I got that ball, I had, three people right in front of me.
Yeah, I know. But we were just fuck it, just throw the front ball and let them run over them. Yeah. Head noise, bro.
And fuck,
you shrugged off four dudes.
And then, fuck. And that's when the thought, uh-oh, came into my head where I was like, fuck. I got my whānau watching, bro, on the live stream. I was like, That'd yeah, especially like, my dad. It would be the first time him watching me play in a while, so I was pretty like, fuck yeah.
That that first try in front of, it was like in front of all the Tupuna supporters.
Yeah,
and we like jumped on you, and we were all
the
like,
whole, and we were getting like we were gonna
we're right
fall on them.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
We were right on that. What do you call it? Like
those like wire, like,
yeah, those wire
lines that separate.
And
the
we were I was like, I remember just jumping on you, and I had my back like. I was like leaning against it, and I was like, "Yeah!"
I remember watching the video, bro, and like they just put supporters put their arms out like to try push us away because we were so close. Especially we were gonna fall on this old couple, bro, and like they were shit scared, bro. I was like, "Oh fuck, poor fellas," but bro.
And you know when we lined up to do that play, and I saw that space that they had left, and I was like, "Holy fuck!" I just remember thinking like. That literally plays right into what we're about to do.
Exactly, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, he's through here. In my head, I was thinking, like, fuck, he's through here.
Yeah,
like,
or if I'm not, I'm going, I'm still going a bit of a way. But yeah.
And it just grew, like, the space grew as they came up. And as soon as, I didn't try fuck around too much with the, with the cut because I didn't have to sell too much because.
Yeah.
You
regardless,
were already in
I
space.
Was, yeah, regardless, I would
so
have done something.
I was just like went like that, and I just threw it straight away because I was like, fuck, I don't want to like delay it and then like throw it forward or something. Like, just get it in that man's hands.
Yeah,
like,
no, that was unreal. And the funny thing too was I remember the first person to get to me when I scored that try was Kalani.
Yeah.
And I remember him screaming out like, no one can fucking tackle you. And like all the support, all the Tupuna supporters, like in front of all of them. And
that
I was like,
been dark, fuck yeah.
That was mean.
When you broke your hand, bro. Fuck.
Yeah, bro. I had made a tackle, like, and he sort of like ran to me and like turned around and hit his back. And so, like, I chucked him down and my hand was just out on the floor. And like two people had fell on it and it had, I just heard it snap, bro.
Yeah.
And then I'd got up, like, oh shit. Like, I still had a bit of adrenaline. And so, like, it just felt like something had popped out of place or something.
Mm.
So, bro, the whole, like, for about 5 minutes, I was trying to. My bone had popped out of my hand, and I was trying to push it back in. And then I think I played like another 10 minutes, and then I tried to get it strapped up.
They strapped it up.
Yeah, Halley was trying to strap it up.
You were in front of me. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And remember what I said?
Like, don't, you're like, oh, like, don't show like that you're sore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't show them that because you were getting it strapped up, and I like stood in front of you.
Yeah,
stood
yeah.
in front of you and the physio while you were getting it because I didn't want to punter to see that. You would hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to think like, oh, he's injured. Like,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, fuck that. These guys can just think that he's still full.
Yeah,
handy.
Bro. Yeah, hot.
But yeah, and then I turned around probably 5 minutes later and you were off the field. I didn't even realise, bro.
Yeah, so I tried to make a tackle and like, so in that like that scrum while they were packing up, like my adrenaline had sort of cooled down and my hand was starting to like be like so sore. Every time I'd run, like it was just clicking up in my hand. So they had scored their first try, and I mean, because Halley was just like watching me the whole time, and I just looked at him and I was like, oh, nah, fuck, it's no good. And like my thought too was we have Vibe on the bench who, like, fuck, you know, like he could provide more to the team than what I could provide now with fucking one arm. So I was just like, no point trying to be a hard cunt and stay on the field and then like, fuck, what if I just miss a couple tackles, they'd score and shit, and then I'm literally a liability on the field.
That's
so
good awareness
like,
for you, bro.
Yeah, so.
Just like to be in a final and to think
bro.
Like that at a young age.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people would be like, fuck that, bro. I want to be in
the
final.
Yeah, bro. You know, you have that story where like, I stayed on with a broken hand.
Yeah,
you know? Like, obviously it would have been cool, but what if there comes a like cost to that, you know? 100%. Like, you could literally lose the game for your team.
Bro, and I'm going to make a fucking absolute shout out to Vibey, bro, because
he
killed that, bro.
Exactly, and yeah, and I think the world of him too, so I was like, fuck, like, bro, bring him on, like, you know, like, it'll be, like, he's gone, bro.
He hasn't played 12 at all.
Nah.
Just came on.
Just slotted in.
And
in
I
a
turned around
grand
and he was
final,
like,
bro.
I just turned around and Vibey was there, and I was like, what the fuck? And he goes, what are you running, bro? And I was just like, oh, fucking oath. And
yeah,
he
bro.
Was like, fuck, we're going to have to change the game plan because I'm not going to be running it up the guts like real. I'm ball playing 12, boys, ball playing 12. And fuck, bro. He's the man, bro.
Yeah, bro.
He's like, he's definition, like, team man, bro. And he's fucking done, dude.
Yeah, exactly,
bro. Bro, like,
he is so underrated, bro. Honestly, he's so underrated. Like
we're pretty blessed with backs this year.
Mm.
Like, to be honest, you put him in any back line,
yeah,
he'd be starting.
Yeah,
it was just like, fuck, we were so stacked this year that there were certain times like he like had to be on the bench. But
and he never spent the dummy, eh?
Never, not once, bro. Never dropped his lip. Never looked like he was frustrated at training. Still turned up to every training. Still turned up to games. Like, he was, fuck, he's a good man, bro.
Yeah, bro, he is.
Wivey's a good man. And he was my MVP. He was my MVP by the end of that game, bro.
Yeah, 100%, bro. And I want to make a massive shout out to him on that Greaton game, bro. When me and him were the midfield.
Oh yeah,
bro, he played so well, bro. Because I had a jet game, bro. I was pretty rubbish. Yeah. And fuck, he had literally like chucked us all on his back, bro. And like, fuck, he played unreal.
Fucking oath,
and I think that was a close game too. And if we didn't have him playing like that, fuck, I reckon we probably would have lost.
Yeah, him. hard. As comms, bro, I was fucking sharp, man.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
I always know when he's on the field, like I'm just like, I'll hear calls from him, and I don't have to like,
yeah,
think, and then I just turn and do it. Like, one time he would just like, the ball was coming for like a forward pod, and I was standing out the back of it, and they were just gonna carry, and then he just yelled like,
yeah,
I was just like, fuck, and I just went like, I told him to throw it back, money, and he threw it back to me.
Yeah.
And then I just like turned and just put it up. I didn't even look, bro.
Yeah.
And then he ran through, jumped, caught it, offloaded it, and we scored under the post. And I was just like, and everyone's like, nice loss. I was like, fuck, bro. I didn't even look. I didn't call that. It was vibey, bro. Yeah. Like, he's the one that told me to kick it. I just fucking called for it and then booted it.
Yeah, hard. And what I like about him too is like, he's the most chilled person you ever meet. Like, he's never like under stress.
Yeah.
Like, when he's playing rugby, he's just having fun, you know? Yeah, like, that's the main thing. Yeah. I had a good yarn with his parents, actually, after that final.
Oh, did you?
It was a bit of a drunken yarn. his dad had come up to me and was like, oh, hey, bro, you're the 12, eh? I'm like, yeah. And then he like told his mum to come over. He's like, this the fella that gave our son a game in the finals. Yeah, and I was like, oh, nah, he deserved it, bro. Like, fuck, I think the world of him, eh? So,
fucking oath.
Yeah.
Fuck, were you in your budgies by that point?
I wasn't, no, that was when we first had come up and I was just in my kit, bro.
Holy shit. That was even me, no, how we all stayed in our kit, playing kit. Yeah. And we were just on the piss all night in our playing kit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Bro. I was only in it for about an hour, though.
Oh, yeah. You, and then you were in your
went budgies. Back, had a shower, bro, and then when I was getting changed, I was like,
how many people did stay in it, actually?
Fuck, quite a bit, actually.
Nah, dude, sure I know.
Quite a bit. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure most of the boys did. It was just me and Keenan that went in our budgies, I think.
I don't know you even had a shower. I thought you just like...
No, we had a shower, bro. I felt a bit gross. Yeah.
What role has TJ played in your life, G?
Holy shit. Talk about that cunt for hours.
Yeah,
so he's... Girl. He's pretty much just... always been a mentor. So he's my uncle. He's always been a mentor to me. I think the biggest, like, when he first started to be like a big part of my life was probably the end of my year 12 year. He'd pretty much just started like sort of training me, and then we went out for lunch, and he had to sit down with me, and he was like, bro, like, move in with me. And then, like, I was like, fuck, like, yeah, mate. And then, so I'd moved in with him, and I'd live with him my year 13 year of college. And yeah, he was pretty much like my mentor. Like, I was pretty cruisy through college, to be honest. Like, my end of year 12 year, I was pretty unfit, pretty overweight. I'd just come off like a bad ankle injury, so I'd missed like, I think, 2 months of footy. And then yeah, so he pretty much got me into shape for my year 13 year. And, oh, bro, he's taught me so much, eh? Like, especially, like, just about the professional, like, rugby career. But he's also, like, played, as much as a mentor he is to me, he's also played, like, a big, like, father figure role in my life. I haven't really had my dad around that much. Like, he has been around. Like, I fucking love that cunt. But, TJ's definitely been that father figure.
It's like your second
slash
father.
Mentor role in my life. And, like, any time, like, I need to talk to him, like, he's always, you know, he's always the one that I'd probably, like, first call. He's probably one of the greatest humans I've ever met in my life, eh?
Yeah. We'll speak some insight into the sexuality. We just realised we didn't even say his last name. TJ Perenara. Yeah. That's who we're talking about. He's your uncle.
Yeah, he is my uncle.
And what you just said there is exactly the same as what I felt. One of the best men I've ever met in my life. Like, he's just a fucking good person.
Exactly, bro. So many people, like, that don't know him, just see him as like a rugby player, an annoying cunt. Like, no, let's be honest, like, no one likes him because he's a niggly asshole.
He's so cheeky.
He's the cheekiest cunt you ever meet in your life. But if you were to have like a sit down with him, like, he could change anyone's, like,
100%.
Yeah, fuck, he's just a good person, bro.
Why I left?
Yeah,
he didn't tell me to leave, but. When I sat down with him, I asked him for his advice, and he said that shit to me, bro. Just, bro, put yourself first, put your happiness first, be where you're going to be happiest. Don't worry about anything else. Like, don't worry about the footy, don't worry about the coaches, don't worry about shit. Just like, you need to be where you're happiest, G, at the end of the day. That's all that matters.
Yeah, hard.
And then I was like, fuck, it's true.
Yeah.
That's why I left. But he's... Fuck, he's a good man, bro.
Yeah, bro.
He, like, I always said too, he was, like, that good dude that, say, like, when I went in with, like, Canes and shit like that, and he was in there, his whole, like, mindset around, like, knowledge and shit like that was give you his best knowledge to all the halfbacks.
Yep.
Every little tip that he has, give it to them. And, like, he'd sit us down and say it, like, fuck, I'm with you. Give you guys everything that I know. Anything that I think of or know, I'm going to tell you. So you get better. And then when we train against each other, we're making each other better because we're at a similar level.
Yeah,
at
bro.
The same level.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to... And that's what's going to make our team better. Because we're going to be better players. And I was just used to be like, fuck. Because you can definitely get dudes, I reckon, that would be real, like, low-key, like, they kind of keep their cards close. Fuck.
Yeah, hard, eh?
You're an All Black. You know, you don't want to, you know, you want to keep your spot.
Yeah,
you don't want to, like.
You don't want to give everyone a little.
And,
little,
like,
yeah.
Especially, like, you know, I was a young fella coming through at the time, halfback, and, like, potentially, you know, trying to get in there into his spot in the Canes. And he would teach me everything, bro.
Yeah.
And I just used to be like, fucking hell, this guy's such a good guy.
Like,
he used to teach me this out of it stuff. Like, there's one thing I still always remember, and I still use it, bro, is he talked about using your eyes to manipulate defenders.
Yeah.
And I did it to him once, bro, in training. And he turned around and he's like, you motherfucker, I taught you that. Because he used to go like, say like a scrum on the left hand side, and it's an 8-9 right. He would get to the back of the scrum, and I remember he did it to me once, and then he told me about it afterwards. And he'd like look like he was gonna go blind. He'd look that way, and then pretend to go, like, pick it up, and then I'd, like, make the slightest movement that way, like that, and then he'd go, boof, and then he'd run back and do the 8-9.
Yeah.
And I was probably a step behind where I would have been.
Yeah, yeah.
And it opens a gap, and he's like, by me just looking at that space, making you think I was going to go there, you were a step behind where you needed to be.
Yeah.
And it caused there to be a gap, all from me just like manipulating you by thinking, making you think that I was going to go one way by just looking there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, he's such a smart,
bro.
Smart footy player, eh? Like, he knows the rules inside and out.
100%.
And if you met his dad, my koro, bro, you would know exactly where he gets it from.
True.
You watch a game of footy with my koro, bro, he points out things where you just like, holy fuck.
That's pretty out of it. Didn't for an old fella too, because like the game's changed so much.
Yeah, nah, he's... Yeah, he's definitely, them two, definitely the smartest, like, being around them. Like, you see so much because you're like, holy shit.
Oath,
like, the play could be happening on one side of the field, on the other side of the field, he's like, yeah, but you see how, and you're just like, holy shit,
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
it's buzzy, bro. And, yeah, TJ is also, I know you would know this too, he is the most competitive cunt you'll ever meet in your life.
Holy fuck. Fuck,
I haven't met anyone close to him.
Borderline insane.
Yeah, nah, actuals.
Like everything.
Everything, eh? He wants to be better than you at everything.
Fuck.
And it's basketball fucking annoying because he is.
Yeah, I know, he's so fucking good.
I would never say it to his face, but if he hears this, yeah, fuck you.
He will hear it too.
Yeah. We used to, during Christmas time, we had a basketball hoop at the back of my house.
Yeah.
And, we would always 1v1 on it, always 1v1, but Christmas would pretty much be the time we would actually go, or like around Christmas. And it would start off as like just a little shoot around, and then it would be like, oh, fuck, should we just play a game? And then, yeah, we'd play like maybe like horse or something.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, fuck, I hear 1v1, eh? And then, yeah, and we'd have a 1v1, it would turn into, just like, oh, fuck, oh, you scored, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then, like, next minute is like, we're bashing each other against the fucking garage door. when you're going for a layup, you like if you get a free layup, bro, you're getting yammed into the door, bro. Like fucking the shit talking, like it was borderline. Yeah. Like we're gonna fucking have a scrap, bro. Like, and I'm surprised with all the games we played, we didn't have one scrap. But there was this one time where I was just like, he fucking does that again, bro. I'm gonna swing on this cunt. Because every time I'd get past him, bro, like, he would never give me a free layup, bro. He would sprint and push me as hardest into the fucking garage door, bro.
Fucking hell.
And, yeah, no easy buckets around home, bro.
Especially with that cunt.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Bro. Oh, fuck it. Even in the training that we'd do, like, when I'd go back home, we'd do, like, sprint training in the summers or something, like...
Mm.
Because we would end up doing, like, 1v1s against each other. So, like, we'd come around the corner. Like, you just have to, like, put some footwork in. You've got to defend an attacker. And then, it starts off as touch, and then it's, like, you get that little shoulder in. And it's like, fuck, okay then, cunt. Yeah, nah, but, he's with all that, though, like, he's made my game so much better. Like,
yeah,
you never want to lose to him, too, because you'll never hear the end of it. Especially, it's even worse when you get on the piss. He gets 10 times worse.
Well, I can remember that time we were FaceTiming him.
Yeah, bro. No, that's him. That's him, bro.
I know, bro.
Every time we get on the piss together, he's like, you know.
Run down my lane, bro. Run down my lane.
Yeah, bro. Oh,
fuck up, boy. Fuck up.
I think me and him are due for a bit of a run straight. It's been all talk the last couple of years.
Shit, I'd love to see that.
Yeah,
bro.
Nah.
I'd love to see that now.
Yeah, nah. I would love to get one over him too, eh?
That'd be a good one.
It would be, yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna get Rome Dog to a swimming lesson.
Sweet, bro.
Thanks for your time, brother.
No, all good. Thanks for having me, bro.
Good little yarn, bro.
Yeah, hard.
Start off the morning right. I'll literally just slap this straight up, Jay. So, it's drop day today too. Drop day, baby. Make sure you go cop some clothes if you're listening. 6 o'clock. We're dropping black crew necks. And I thought your hoodie was here, but it's not here. So
it's fine, bro.
I've gone over
a whole year there.
I'm going over to Tauranga to where the clothes are today, so I'll go and grab it. But but inside on there, he asked me how much I'd give him to jump in this fucking rough, dirty pool.
Yeah, bro.
That was like full on green, so you couldn't
see
the ground.
It was a dark green
with like little bits in
with
it.
With like little bits of the earth in there.
Yeah, green algae type shit in the water.
Algae. Mm. And we had a big night for our mate Boobs, who's moved to Aussie.
God bless Boobs.
Yeah, miss you, buddy. And I'd gone to the point where I was hammered, and I was looking in there. I think a couple hours prior, when we'd just started drinking, I asked him, I was like, "Would you swim in that, bro?" And then I think we had had a bit of yarn, and I was like, "You never know, bro. Later on,
yeah, we did, bro. There.
Yeah,
at like lunchtime.
Yeah." And then I think I was in the spa with Bibs.
Yeah.
And then I'd asked you, I was like, "Bro, if I swim a lap in there, will you give me a hoodie?" And you're like, "Yep." And then, yep, hopped out in my budgies once again.
Swallowing that shit, ton of water, hopped in there, coughing and shit.
Swum a lap.
That made me just gag, bro, thinking about you swallowing that water.
Swum a lap there and back, and then I got told it didn't count because I didn't touch the water, so I had to do it again. And
no, because the deal was, you said that you were going to stay under the water and you couldn't breathe all the way there and then breathe.
Oh,
and then
see, I don't remember that, bro. I don't remember that.
And then you kept doing it. I was like, "Bro, you breathe. You can't do it. Like, you have to do it again." And then you did it again and you were still breathing. And I was like, "Oh, fuck it. I'm not making this guy run
again. Pissed as fuck, bro. There's no way I'm going under." Yeah, and I had swallowed probably.
That was and
so
it,
much.
It didn't look as bad because it was.
It didn't
dark.
Look as bad because it was dark. And then the next morning, when we were having breakfast, I looked back at it and I dry vomited like.
Oh my god! That is you fucking swam feral. In there and swallowed the water for a hoodie.
Yeah, but I'm not. You know, usually I'd be like, "Oh, fuck it, bro, I'll just bite it off you." But after seeing the actual color of that pool, I'm claiming that hoodie.
Actually, I've already given you one, remember?
Oh my, that night, bro. Yeah. That night was where I first came here, bro.
Yeah. But, no, that's all right, bro. Deal's a deal. I'll give you that hoodie.
I can give you one back because I got two of them, bro.
Do you?
I got two of them, yeah, because I bought one.
What the fuck? No, I told you to give it to Kalani. Give this.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Give
the smaller one to Kalani.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. Sweet. Okay, thanks for jumping on, G.
No, cheers for having me, bro.
Later, kiss.
Later, bro.